Jessica Garrett was a veterinarian's assistant for about a decade before she became the shelter manager of the Cause Adoption Center in Delta. On a recent tour of the facility, she introduced some of the cats.
He was the runt of a litter. He came in last summer along with a few others, but they were feral cats over by the horse arena. He was bottle fed, but he has an issue with his esophagus.
Oh, goodness.
On this day, the shelter had 11 cats and 5 dogs, and an equal number were fostered out, says Cause board member Joanne Kalanick. Like the other shelters in Delta County, Cause is a no-kill facility. Kalanick, a Cause volunteer for about a decade, says the rescue movement focuses on spaying and neutering along with foster care and adoption to keep unwanted animals at a minimum. But in Delta County, the efforts are falling short. Cause, the Delta Humane Society, the Black Canyon Sanctuary, and the Friends of Cedar Edge have a collective turnaway rate of about 35%, says Kalanick.
Space is always the issue. Heartbreaking.
In Delta County alone, as many as 500 animals every year may be in need. In rural areas, animals are often thought of as livestock rather than beloved pets. Delta County's poverty also contributes to the problem of neglected, abandoned, or unwanted animals. For example, even though Cause hands out vouchers for spaying and neutering, some can't afford the $20 that's not covered. But there are also people who can't bear to say no.
Some people, turning away an animal is just not acceptable. So that's why you end up with hoarding situations. You end up with people that start out with really, great motivations, good hearts, and they end up completely overwhelmed because they lose the business side of the business sense. And that's the hard part.
Cause is hoping to change that. Their annual budget of about $140,000 is created through grants, small fees, and proceeds from their secondhand store in Paonia. But this year, the organization will launch a $385,000 capital campaign for a new countywide facility. Cause has already raised about $85,000 toward the goal with their latest $10,000 gift from Union Pacific.
I envision one day this becoming the main place where animals would go, where people would go to adopt animals. At some point, all of these groups need to get together and focus resources.
Back at the shelter, Jessica Garrett muses on her job and the endless stream of animals that pass through the doors of the shelter.
Some days it can be hard. It depends on the day. But for the most part, it's very rewarding. And I love the happiness that comes from it, too. There's way more good than bad.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.